interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
How bad is the street crime in San Francisco? So bad that CNN sent a news crew to City Hall in San Francisco to report on this on Friday. And guess what happened? You know, the CNN crew was robbed while trying to film a segment in front of City Hall on Friday. The reporter, Kyung La, revealed on Twitter that she put an image of the windshield of the rental car all smashed in, and it said, "Got robbed again." CNN producer Jason Karovic put in the pictures. He says, "He and I were at City Hall in San Francisco to do an interview for CNN. We had security to watch our rental car and crew car, but thieves did this in under 4 seconds. Security stopped the jerks from stealing other bags, but this is ridiculous." The reporter said security tried to grab the crooks, but they ended up with an image on the license plate as they drove off. Her passport and ID were stolen, she revealed, and said that it didn't end up being a bigger problem when they had to fly out with Southwest Airlines. They said Southwest runs into this issue so frequently in the city, they have workarounds for it. "San Francisco is a beautiful city. It was our third day here, and I've loved our time. But if you visit this city, know that even if with hired security watching your car, it's not enough."
So they busted it up in under 4 seconds.
4 seconds and made off with her bag.
Well, in Seattle, they could do it in under 2 seconds. Amateurs there in San Francisco. Hey, Ramon the farmer in Argentina wants you to know he has something. He bets you don't have it, and you've probably never seen it before. And you want to come see it? You got to come to his farm in Argentina. Ramon has himself a piglet with two snouts. This piglet was born with two snouts, two mouths, and two tongues. And it's breathing well by all reports. The pig's doing okay. Farmer Ramon says, "I've seen similar cases with cows. Cows with two tongues and two mouths, but never pigs." And he says he has had some other mutant piglets on the farm over the years. Ramon, I'd check the water.
Something's going on,
if
Ramon.
If I were you. Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll stay with the animals. How about this bizarre story from a couple that rented a Colorado home, and they were rural area. They rent this Colorado rental home, and they're in the hot tub Saturday night about 8 o'clock. Guy and his wife sitting there in the in-ground hot tub, located away from the house a little bit in Chaffee County, heavily wooded area of the subdivision. They said, the man felt something grab his head. Both he and his wife scream, splash water, and spin around, flash the light on. Time to see a mountain lion running back up the hillside. They say the mountain lion left due to the light and commotion from the couple, the state wildlife say, noting that the mountain lion retreated about 20 feet away, and then the lion moved even further away when they continued to scream at it. But it continued to watch them from the top of a nearby hill. The man and the wife were able to get inside the rental house after that and call the authorities. And they said, "We think it was likely the mountain lion saw the man's head move in the darkness at ground level, but didn't recognize the other people in the hot tub." That thing got locked in and came over and, like, tried to paw that guy's head. They say the couple did the right thing by making noise and shining light on the lion. The man had 4 scratches described as superficial on the top of his head, and one of his ears was split. The couple cleaned the scratches, called the owner of the property once they got inside, and the Colorado Parks and Wildlife. That's the strangest cougar in the hot tub story I've heard. But
well,
one of them.
Four-legged cougar.
Yes.
In a hot tub.